1 in 36 individuals have autism.
I'm Christina Janney with the Hayes Post and Eagle Radio, and I'm speaking with Lindy McDaniel of the Special Education Co-op about Autism Awareness Month with some special guests on this episode of the Hayes Post podcast.
First off, I'd like to share that Autism Awareness Month has been the month of April since 1970. But recently, in 2011, we realized that it should be Autism Acceptance Month instead of Autism Awareness Month. And what that means is that we really want to accept all different types of brains, because a lot of students and a lot of individuals in our community with autism have a lot of great strengths and skills and talents to share with us. For example, some Americans that have contributed and have talents are Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Jerry Seinfeld, Elon Musk, and Anthony Hopkins. Those are all individuals with autism that had special interests and special talents that were able to really provide something to our world.
Can you tell us a little bit how autism works in the brain?
Sure. So autism is a neurological and developmental disorder that affects how people interact with others, communicate, learn, and behave. And a lot of times their brains just work differently. It's a spectrum disorder. So there could be kids and individuals on the spectrum that have very pervasive needs. They may be nonverbal. They may have lots of sensory needs. But then it goes all the way up to very talented brains that just really have a hard time with the social aspect of the world, but really have a lot to offer. And these two young men here today, they have a lot to offer in regard to their character and their traits with their diagnosis of autism.
Lindy, you want to introduce our guest, special guest?
Sure. So I have with me today Kobe. He's a Hayes High School student, and he attends the WECAN Center. And then I have Christian. He is from Ellis, and he also attends the WECAN Center.
Before we go to Kobe and Christian, can you tell us a little bit about what the WECAN Center is?
Absolutely. So the WECAN Center is an 18 to 21-year-old program for students that after high school, they just need a little bit more support in gaining skills around jobs and living independently. And so Mrs. Howard and her crew help them get those skills. We also at the WECAN Center have a preschool program with students that are working toward learning social skills and pre-academics to be able to be successful in kindergarten.
Okay. Kobe, tell me one thing that your neurodivergent brain helps you with.
Mechanics. I'm very high talented in mechanics. Basically, anything that's put together and has moving parts and that stuff.
What are some of the things that you work on?
I like to work on my early childhood loving for Legos. I've always loved those, and my love for engines I have since I learned that from trains, since they all have the moving parts and that stuff.
Okay.
He can put something together like a madman. He knows how to do a lot of building.
Okay. Christian, what about you? What are your talents and unique traits?
Well, where do I begin? My skills are like ability to help out others. I've been working with third graders at the Lincoln Elementary School. And last year while I was here, I was working with the preschoolers to helping them out as well.
What kinds of things do you do with the younger students?
Math, reading. For the third graders, math, reading. And I got moved over to the math. I got moved over in the morning because they're doing math. Well, some kind of like they kind of call me a math whiz or something like that.
A math whiz. Okay, that's great. What kinds of things are you working on at the WECAN Center right now?
Well, we have done. We recently ran our first ever Job Olympics.
What did you do at the Job Olympics?
For what I did at the Job Olympics, that helped out with recycling and stuff like that. For those who don't know what Job Olympics are, they are Olympics. They're basically kind of like Olympics where there are skills that you go through, and like there's a limited amount of time to do like a certain task or something like that. And I was helping out with cycling. I was helping out with lunch as well. And should we tell them our winners, Ms. McDaniel?
Well, so there were categories, and several teams got to win as a team, but then also individuals won different job Olympics. So they were practicing job skills to be employable in the future. We had 17 schools there with us.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So other students came in from other parts of the state. That's great.
Yep.
Hey, Kobe, can you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing at the Weekend Center and what's some of your favorite things that you've learned?
Some of my favorite things I learned at the Weekend Center are woodworking. Just working very few of it. I've been doing projects to help out to earn money, because at Christmas time we do a project for Bethesda Place. We create projects to help with their Christmas store. Whatever they earn, we sell at the store. We get back for our projects, but we also have to pay money back to the teachers for the paint and stuff we used.
Okay, yeah, I visited the Weekend in Bethesda Play Store and bought some things for Christmas. It was really good. You guys did a really good job.
Well, thank you. Well, if you were working on a Christmas project with us, what would you make out of it?
What would I make? Well, I collect snowmen, so snowmen are my favorite. If you guys would make some snowmen, then I would probably have to buy something.
All right.
We will take note of that, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay, Lindy, is there anything else that you would like to add before we wrap up this morning?
I don't believe so. It's just been a complete honor to work with these young men and all the students with disabilities in our community. Actually, autism is 1 in 36 individuals have autism. So it is a pretty prevalent disability, but it also has so many strengths to offer us.